My guest is economist Mark Schneep from the California Economic Forecast Project, and his website is californiaforecast.com. We're talking about inflation, wages, unemployment, lack thereof, for finding people to fill jobs, waiting for the bonus unemployment check to go away. Some states have done it, not California. And but one thing we didn't mention was the price of we mentioned food costs and everything, but not the sitting at the bar and getting a drink. And I'm not seeing happy hours come back. That'll be the real bellwether sign of, I think, of the economy bouncing back. And when life gives you lemons, Mark, what do you make?
Whiskey sours.
Yeah, that's not the expression I remember. I thought your drink was either a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned. Which is it?
Well, I'll drink both. I do like an Old Fashioned. A Manhattan is just a whiskey sour with the vermouth replacing the lemons.
Oh, I did not know that. What's an Old Fashioned?
An Old Fashioned is basically just bourbon and some bitters and a little bit of sugar.
Well, you do you enjoy those cocktails. I'm kind of more of a straight vodka, straight up. So what was the real thing I was going to ask you about?
Why are cocktail prices so high?
No, right before we took the break, I said there were two things I was going to ask you about, and now I didn't write it down. We were talking about inflation. We were talking about prices bouncing back. Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of drinking, this is local. This is important. Fiesta is back. Apparently, they're going to have De La Guerra Plaza food, but not up at Las Positas, and no parade. And so this leads us to, I don't know why there's no parade. They could have done the parade on Cabrillo, but they can't do the parade on State Street because of the bottleneck of a lot of these very significant semi-permanent platforms and railings out there in State Street. That was always fought for, and if not for the pandemic, I don't think they ever would have had the opportunity to experiment and close some blocks on State Street. What does an economist think of that? A lot of people are getting used to it. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I don't know. Has the city given notice to many of these people that have built structures out in there to remove them yet?
My understanding is they've extended it, and they're letting it ride for now.
Okay, because some of the owners were saying that they were fearful that they were going to be asked to take it down and they were going to try to fight it. So I think it's actually good for tourism. It's good for everything. So I think it's good for the city. And I think they've benefited significantly from allowing it. If they gradually removed it and we returned to normal, I don't think it would have a big impact overall on the area's economy.
But you've noticed it's been positive because people are outside, people are enjoying that. I went out and sat, not actually outside in the street tables, but I was under the awning of what's that deep dish pizzeria place? Got a funny name, 500 block of State maybe. And I was there with a buddy who's very much a conservative, and he hated it. He looked at all it, and he said, everything is different. There's no uniformity. There's white. There's brown. There's just a mix match of stuff. And I said, when you go down a single-family residential street, there's different landscapings. Everything looks different there. But he was really set against it. I know you got people like Cars Are Basic. They just think the world's going to fall if you got these. Who's going to pay the? What's the negative? What's the downside?
Well, I don't know what the downside is. I mean, I guess you are talking about the fact that the city has allowed, I guess, a variance from the architectural requirements of the Pueblo zone. So, and everything is all different, but it is temporary. And I imagine that if they wanted to keep things permanent over time, they would probably mandate that you had more of a homogeneous look to a lot of these structures, and so that they would comply with whatever ordinances they're going to put in effect. So, but for now, I think it's fine. People realize what it's the result of. So tell your friend, you know, to just hang loose with it.
Chill out.
Yeah, exactly, because it is providing, I mean, everybody's used to it, and nobody looks at it, I think, quite like that.
Well,
at least most people don't.
You know what his problem is? He doesn't drink. Now, but the real problem is that what happened to the, you know, what happens to the Fiesta Parade up State Street? I don't know why people, I totally support putting tables out and letting people go out there, and I 100% support it. But boy, some people went a little nuts building these big platforms and everything. I don't know, you need to go that far, but so yeah, what happens to the Fiesta Parade? It gets
Well, what happens to anything? I mean, the longer that we prolong this and don't go back to normal, this doesn't help confidence at all. People will continue to wear masks. People are continuing to wear masks, you know, outside and with no one around. So I see it all the time. We need to get back to normal quickly, and that will help to restore the economy, restore jobs, restore overall confidence, get rid of the fear factor. That's what we need to do. Hopefully the current Delta variant isn't going to be an issue. We're not really seeing it become an issue nationwide yet, and hopefully we won't. So hopefully the pandemic is essentially over and we can get back to normal. That's what we need. That's what the economy needs in order for, you know, restoration to occur quickly and everybody, you know, be pre-pandemic with a pre-pandemic economy in place.
Right. But you do still have a strong segment of people. Someone sent me a video of someone who got the vaccine and she had a horrible reaction to it. It made it sound like, you know, 9 out of 10 people who get the vaccine have a horrible reaction to it. And, you know, they didn't interview someone who died of COVID and had a horrible reaction to it. I'm sure it's not perfect, but boy, a lot of people out there don't want to get the vaccine. And they're trying to encourage it. Newsom is. Here's something from June 14th, 2021. The California legislature, talking about keeping Newsom in office, California legislature approved a $100 million plan to, and I'll give you the three options. You tell me which. Encourage affordable housing, assist ailing residents impacted by the pandemic, or bolster California's legal marijuana industry. Where do you think the legislature approved $100 million for?
When did they do this?
On June 14th, they approved it to bolster the legal marijuana industry, which people are pretty upset about, particularly in Carpinteria. Those kind of things, I think, aren't going to help the governor, even though it was the legislature that did it.
Well, you know, the cannabis industry has benefited immensely already from the pandemic, and sales and tax receipts are up sharply during the pandemic in this state. So I don't know why they need to bolster it any more than it is now. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's only going to lead to more tax revenues.
Yeah, that to me is the real sad thing about it. Instead of just decriminalizing it and leaving people alone, it's all about the Benjamins, right? Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast. You could find him online at californiaforecast.com. Cannabis. What else? You know Bob Braitman? He was the LAFCO director, local agency formation director for many years.
Yes.
His joke to me was, how do you make someone an environmentalist? You have them close escrow on their home, which always kind of I appreciated. and we're having a lot of people close escrow on their home. We're pretty much out of time. Last question. Do we see, I'm seeing a little mild increase in inventory. People aren't putting their house on the market to take advantage of these prices because they have nowhere to go. Do you see inventory picking up for the last part of the year?
Yeah, I do see it picking up a little bit, but you know, that's interesting that you ask that kind of question. I guess a real estate question, but I think the more important real estate question is how sustainable are current prices for homes? I mean, we've seen the biggest run up in prices that we've ever seen, and 50% in some areas from just a year ago. So, I mean, can this continue? Right now, it is a supply. It's a fundamental supply and demand issue based on, you know, the lack of inventory and the fact that you've got all these buyers out there that are buying. And that's really kind of interesting to me, confusing to me, because why is there so many buyers right now, particularly given the price that we're seeing for real estate?
And all over, not just Santa Barbara.
And all over, although we are starting to see the market slow in other parts of the country. You know, home sales have been down the last 3 or 4 months in a row in other places, but certainly not here. And prices continue to soar, and multiple offers and all those things continue to be made. So, you know, and prices, homes sell for greater than the listing price all the time.
I know. Look, I'm up against the clock. We're out of time. But just to recap, I mean, you didn't predict when you spoke to MLS that we're about to fall off a cliff on that.
But I don't know that we're about to fall off a cliff. That's why I didn't predict it. But I think that it's got to level off here, and I think buyers are going to just start to go on a moratorium here. They're fed up with these price increases. It's the seller's market entirely.
Okay, Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast. You can find him online at californiaforecast.com. Always great talking with you, Mark. Thank you. We'll see you at the bar.
Yeah.
All right. Ciao. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.